Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Just as in chess, where the winner can be predicted many moves out, the outcome of the 2015 legislative session will, to a large extent, be set in concrete on Tuesday night. That's because 90% of the outcome of any legislative session is determined by who wins the election. Politics is a winner-take-all game that affects the lives of real people. And just as in chess, the pieces you control and your ability to use them wisely will determine whose agenda ultimately passes. Unlike chess, politics is a team sport, and every member of society over 18 is eligible to play. Whether you choose to or not is another story. Registering to vote gets you from the stands onto the sidelines. Actually voting moves you off the sidelines and onto the field. Not voting, then complaining about the outcome, makes as much sense as sitting in your Lazy Boy and yelling at the TV. It feels good, but it has no impact. The same is true for politics. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain. Yes, the country's spinning out of control. Yes, politicians seem out of touch. And yes, it appears the inmates are running the asylum. But lest we forget, we live in a representative republic. The word representative is key. We are them, and they are us. And that's by design. The system breaks down if we're not involved. And it's no wonder the system is breaking down. It's no wonder crazy laws are being passed. And it's no wonder the policies don't reflect our values. Only half of those who call themselves Christians are registered to vote. And of those, only half actually vote. That means only 25% who call themselves Christians actually vote. Is it any wonder the Judeo-Christian voice isn't heard in the legislature? We're allowing the other side to win by default. Our state's being run by the likes of the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, radical environmentalists, and the gun control lobby. It's time for us to re-engage. We have great candidates on the ballot, and with your help, they'll win. You and I have a fiduciary responsibility to pass this nation off intact to our children and grandchildren. Far too often, I hear people I respect saying that societal meltdown is inevitable. We might as well let it happen so the phoenix can rise from the ashes. What they're forgetting is that once freedom is lost, it takes not years, not decades, but centuries to restore. Yes, our system is battered and bruised, but it's weathered the effects of neglect before and come back to life, and it can happen again if we take our responsibility to the next generation seriously. Time is short. Tuesday's election is right around the corner. First, get registered. Second, get informed. And third, go vote. You can register at your county courthouse or at the polls on election day. If you register today or Monday, you can even vote at the courthouse. To get informed, go to our website at montanavoterguide.com and see where the candidates stand on the issues. Then, make it a point to head to the polls on Tuesday. Rather than cursing the darkness, it's time to get engaged. It's time to make a difference by casting an informed vote. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.